All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for trivia, and this is the moment that you've all been waiting for.
Yeah!
Freddie Kiger.
Thank you.
Mr. Excitement.
Hey, it's been a nice week. I mean,
They used to call Jackie Wilson Mr. Excitement. Now people call you that. You know.
Yeah, my mom used to call me that.
Really?
With great chagrin sometimes.
She had a grin on her face, I'll bet.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Or you had a grin on your face. I don't know about your mom.
That's right. Maybe both of us.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Today, Friday on the Front Porch begins again.
I know.
At the Carolina Inn. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
How about that? And Mick Mixon and the Franklin Street Band will be down there.
That'll be fun.
I think several times.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojo is going to be there.
Wow.
They're on the schedule multiple
times.
They're
good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
wow.
They are. Absolutely. I don't even know who's there tonight, but it's,
there'll be probably some nice bluegrass stuff, but it's been great weather all, it's been nice. Spring's been wonderbar.
It's about time, man.
And this weekend, too, tomorrow's going to be like a massive race here in Chapel Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tar Heel 10-miler.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff.
It's going to be running right by my house.
Starts in the morning, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Steve Lackey and the folks at Endurance put it all together.
Well, they've done a nice job.
It's a huge event.
I'm going to have to mow my yard.
6,000 runners involved.
I'm going to mow my yard, so when you run by 620, it'll be presentable.
Okay.
The red azaleas.
Well, you won't be seeing me run through there.
Well, I don't think I'll be seeing anybody running through between 6 and 7 in the morning.
I'll just imagine your yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also a big community dinner coming up on Sunday.
There's a lot going
Carborough.
On, man.
It's a busy weekend. I'm going to be emceeing that. That's a lot of fun.
That would be fun.
And, it's kind of an annual tradition.
Good.
What's up with you?
Campus fads today.
Okay. I'm ready.
That would be FADS.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, folks. Back in the 50s, one might swallow goldfish. Or maybe go stuff a phone booth.
I always thought the swallowing goldfish bit was really stupid.
Well, but that's campus fads.
Yeah.
But according to local sources, what student fad was introduced to UNC when someone ran through the foyer of the Carolina Inn back in the first months of 1974?
Oh, I know what that's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 50s, one might swallow goldfish or stuff a phone booth. But according to local sources, what student fad was introduced to UNC when someone ran through the foyer of the Carolina Inn back about, I guess, March of 1974, maybe even February?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's half off, $20 toward food and drink, available now for $10. Coffee house, tea room, wine bar, cafe. Oasis in downtown Carborough has a little bit of everything. During the day, it operates as a traditional cafe, coffee, tea, wine, lounge. But at night, the space is transformed and features frequent live music, plays, performances, and much more. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, Freddie, I think, next time if you ever ask a question about streaking again, I hope you will put your clothes on before you come in here, because I'm not interested in this. I don't want to see this. Is it true, there's a rumor floating around, that you actually participated in some of the streaking that took place on the Carolina campus?
I will plead the fifth. I was present for the massive counting when we set the national record, but I was, I was standing under the light pole. Because I got a phone call during the day.
You were present?
I was present.
You weren't running?
No. And somebody called me and said, hey, you're Freddie Kiger? I went, yeah. He says, you're the stat guy for the basketball team? I went, yeah. Well, would you be interested in coming to the light pole right across from Mangum Dorm at about 11 o'clock, we need someone to officially count something. And I'm like, okay. So I counted, I think it was like 924.
Then you see all these naked people running by.
Yeah. It'd be like 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and then it'd be like a female. Hey, not 10, 11, 12, 14, 56, 17, 19, 20.
What was the ratio since brought it up?
No, it was only just a few females, a few brave. But can you imagine? Mangum Dorm was packed up and down the hall, the stairwells and the staircases with like 920 plus naked people.
I can only imagine. I'd be like you, man. I don't know. I'm not going to go there. But
we held the national record for one night.
It's too bad the ratio was so not balanced.
Yeah. It was it was interesting. It was fun. It was in March.
Yeah, that was a campus that not only streaked across UNC, but also was all over.
It was a national final. It was a campus fan. I think UCLA broke the record the next night.
Uh-huh.
You know, March Madness, we had March Uncladness.
That's good.
And there was a concern in Raleigh, not about the speaker ban law, but the streaker ban law.
thank you, man.
Have a good weekend.
You too.